It begins like a twisted version of The Breakfast Club. Five students walk into detention at Bayview High, each fitting a distinct stereotype. Bronwyn is the Yale-bound perfectionist who never breaks rules. Cooper is the baseball star with major league scouts watching his every move. Addie is the picture-perfect girlfriend whose identity revolves around her popular boyfriend, Jake. Nate is the school's notorious drug dealer, already on probation. And Simon? Well, Simon runs the school's feared gossip app that exposes students' darkest secrets. All five insist they're innocent, claiming someone planted phones in their backpacks to get them into detention. But what starts as an ordinary punishment takes a deadly turn when Simon drinks from the water cup and collapses from a severe allergic reaction. Despite frantic efforts to find his EpiPen and perform CPR, Simon dies on the classroom floor. The investigation quickly reveals this was no accident. The EpiPens were deliberately removed from the nurse's office, and peanut oil, fatal to Simon's documented allergy, was found in his cup. Even more damning, police discover Simon had scheduled a gossip post for the next day, exposing devastating secrets about all four detention survivors. Suddenly, everyone has a motive, and the Bayview Four become the prime suspects in what now looks like murder. Simon's death seems suspicious, occurring just 24 hours before he planned to publish devastating secrets about each detention student. Bronwyn, a high-achieving Colombian-American with Yale aspirations, had cheated on a chemistry exam. This revelation would destroy her academic future and her immigrant family's dreams. Cooper's secret wasn't the alleged steroid use Simon planned to report, but his homosexuality and relationship with Chris. Coming from a traditional Southern family with a homophobic father, exposure threatened both his baseball career and family relationships. Addie, who had molded herself to boyfriend Jake's preferences, had cheated on him during summer with his friend TJ, a brief rebellion that would destroy her social standing. Nate, already the school's designated criminal, was allegedly selling drugs again, a violation that would send him to juvenile detention. As the investigation intensifies, these four students from different social circles find themselves bound together, initially suspicious, but gradually forming unlikely alliances as they realize they're being framed. Within days, a local tragedy becomes a national sensation. News vans camp outside homes while classmates capture breakdowns on smartphones. Social media erupts with hashtags like hashtag Bayview4 and hashtag justice for Simon. Mikhail Powers Investigates intensifies the situation by portraying each student in the most sinister light. Bronwyn as the ruthless overachiever, Addie as the jealous girlfriend, Nate as the hardened criminal, and Cooper as the steroid-using athlete with anger issues. Cooper's experience with public opinion proves particularly revealing. Initially embraced as wrongly accused, he faces vicious backlash when his sexuality becomes public, then is celebrated again after saving Addie. As Cooper notes, the fame cycle is bizarre, first supported despite murder accusations, then hated when I came out, now loved again because I knocked Jake down. This commentary on our consumption of tragedy resonates powerfully in our era of viral outrage, showing how quickly social media can destroy lives by acting as judge and jury before the truth emerges. As suspicion mounts, these four students from different social circles form a bond through their shared predicament. Initially wary, they build trust upon realizing they're all being framed. Bronwyn and Nate's unlikely romance forms the emotional core. Their connection develops through late-night calls and motorcycle rides that both terrify and thrill Bronwyn. Their relationship challenges both. Bronwyn confronts her good girl image, while Nate struggles to believe he deserves her. Addie transforms from Jake's accessory to an independent person. After being dumped, she cuts her prized long hair, symbolically rejecting her passive identity. Friendships with her sister Ashton and Simon's friend Janae help her discover herself. Cooper's journey involves accepting his sexuality. His progression from hiding his relationship with Chris to kissing him publicly represents victory over fear. When his father reacts poorly to learning he's gay, his grandmother Nani offers unwavering support. These evolving relationships show how crisis strips away social pretenses, creating genuine connections between unlikely allies. Simon's gossip app About That serves as a scathing critique of high school social dynamics. He weaponized secrets to control Bayview High's narrative, with digital platforms amplifying traditional power structures and turning private moments into public spectacles. After exposing a sexting scandal, Simon earned popular Jake's approval. It's not like he's lying. Stop doing sneaky shit and it won't be a problem. This simplistic morality allowed popular students to feel righteous while Simon did the dirty work. The novel shows the app's devastating impact. Aiden Wu had a breakdown after being exposed for cross-dressing, while Leah Jackson was targeted when Simon twisted her Model UN outburst into a narrative about mental instability. Simon's online persona, anarchy-esque, frequented school shooting forums. His suicide plan, framing others instead of using bullets, represents a twisted version of the school shooter mentality. As Bronwyn's sister Maeve notes, you all let him get away with it because he never targeted any of you, revealing how social power operates through selective moral standards and silence. As the investigation intensifies, the four students begin their own detective work. Bronwyn's sister, Maeve, hacks into Simon's administrative panel, discovering Cooper's post was date-stamped hours after the others, a detail police missed. They uncover a crucial lead, a red Camaro that lured the school nurse away when Simon went into anaphylactic shock. The driver, Sam Barron, reveals Simon paid him $300 for what Simon claimed was a senior prank. The investigation darkens with Jake's involvement, Addie's controlling ex-boyfriend who pretended to be supportive. Simon had blackmailed Jake using evidence of Addie's infidelity, manipulating him into becoming an accomplice who planted evidence after Simon's death. The truth emerges when Addie and Janae record Jake confessing. When he discovers their deception, Jake violently attacks Addie in the parking lot until Cooper intervenes. This resolution reveals the shocking twist. The victim orchestrated his own death, while his accomplice was driven by toxic possessiveness and wounded pride. 3 months post-arrest, healing begins. Cooper plans to attend Cal State, the only school that supported him after coming out. Addie recovers and prepares to live with her sister. Bronwyn applies to Yale despite her scandal, with the university showing interest. Nate reconciles with Bronwyn, admitting, "Being arrested messed with my head. I thought you'd be better off without me." When she hesitates, he accepts friendship as their new beginning. The Bayview singer's journey reveals how selective truth can be more dangerous than outright lies. Simon's posts, though factual, weaponize truth without considering human cost. Each character evolves from hiding behind facades to embracing authenticity. Their bittersweet ending acknowledges they'll forever carry this experience, yet through it, they've discovered hidden strengths and truths about themselves. The novel reminds us that, in a world of curated social media identities, genuine connection offers the best path forward. Sometimes, it takes a lie to reveal who we really are.